This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. Watching the Wooster Group's latest piece at Red Cat, a pink chair in place of a fake antique, had me thinking about a quote from Shakespeare and a dumb joke. The Shakespeare from Hamlet is that bit about the purpose of the playing to hold as 'twere the mirror up to nature. The joke, reminiscent of Stephen Wright, is what happens if you Xerox a mirror? You go back in time. The Wooster Group manages somehow to embody both of these quotes brilliantly in a little more than 70 minutes at the same time they deconstruct theater and resurrect the Polish theater director Tadeusz Kantor. On the simplest level, which is still pretty complicated, the Wooster Group is paying homage to Tadeusz Kantor, the famous Polish theater director, and more specifically, his production from the late 1980s, I Shall Never Return. Stick with me while I go down the Wooster's rabbit hole. We see Tadeusz Kantor's daughter on video during the show and in voiceover talking about her father's work. She says, and I'm paraphrasing, that if her father were any other kind of artist, a painter or a writer, there would be this body of work she could commune with, remember him by. But he was a theater artist, so there's nothing because the theater is an ephemeral art. Then she teaches us the Polish word for spirit, duch. We get that part of this artistic project is to capture or recapture her father's theater in this piece. Fortunately, there is video of this Kantor production, I Shall Never Return, and we begin seeing snippets of it on one of the Wooster Group's signature flat-screen monitors. Then, as devotees of the Wooster Group will instantly recognize, there's a fastidious recreation of what we're seeing on video brought to life by live actors, but with a devilish precision that makes it both recognizable and unfamiliar in the same instant. So Kantor's original production is being recreated before our eyes, a mirror, if you will, to the original production. Now, that original theater production was itself a mirror on Kantor's own theater. Not only did he famously play a role in the production, silently sitting on stage with a cigarette while his recorded voice was piped over the speakers, but the work itself was filled with quotes from Kantor's own previous work and life. So the work from the past that the Wooster Group is referencing was itself a work that referenced the past. So here we go Xeroxing the mirror to travel back in time. With most shows or companies, this level of description would ruin the experience, like simple spoilers of a fragile plot. But trust me, I'm barely scratching the surface. Thanks to Red Cat and Mark Murphy's dedication to the Wooster Group, Los Angeles audiences have gotten to learn the complicated language of the company. We've had 10 years to get familiar with their idioms and aesthetic. If you've gone on any part of that journey, don't miss this show. It's profound. If you're brand new to the Wooster Group, this show is a perfect time to hop on the ride. While it's not a prerequisite, if you're not familiar with Kantor's work, you might want to Google I Shall Never Return and maybe a review from its American run in 1988. Don't worry, you won't spoil it. You'll only make the experience richer. A pink chair in place of a fake antique plays at Red Cat downtown through this Sunday, April 15th. This is Anthony Burns opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.